Hallelujah. Clap your hands for Vivaldi. And Kwa, please be seated. We are about to receive the servant of God tonight. And I can hear a lot of talking in the crowd. Please be quiet. Don't chat with your friend. Some people are moving about at the back. No one moves around. Please find a place to sit. And before we receive the servant of God, please help me to welcome Ida to bless us with a song.
Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to Him belong, they are weak, but He is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Oh, yes, Jesus loves me. Oh, yes, Jesus loves me. For the Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me, He who died, heaven's gates to open wide. Thou hast bled and Thou hast died, so I will ever live for Thee. Jesus loves me, oh, oh yes, Jesus loves me, oh, oh, oh yes, Jesus loves me, for the Bible tells me. Bible tells me, for the Bible tells me so.
Another hand clap unto the Lord. Are you ready for what God is about to do tonight? Evangelist Dagwood Mills is a man God has used all over the nations of the world. Many lives have been touched by God through him. And this week is the turn of Baybridge. God will turn around your life this week. God is going to touch you with his power. And as he ministers tonight, healing, miracles, salvation will be yours to take home. If you are ready to receive the ministry of this great servant of God, then please stand to your feet and let's welcome Evangelist Dagwood Mills tonight.
Nothing is impossible to those who believe and say.
Tonight.
What do you
say
now?
I
want to lift them in my
today. lift your hand and say, I expect a miracle. I expect a miracle today. Nothing is impossible to those who believe and say. I expect a miracle,
and I expect a miracle today.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let us pray. Father, thank you for tonight. Thank you for your power which is released in Baitbridge today. Thank you, Jesus, that you are the healing Jesus who has come to visit this great city. Thank you that our lives will not be the same again. Thank you that curses are broken tonight. Thank you that your power sets us free. Thank you that your mercy is manifested unto us tonight. We give you thanks. We give you praise. In the mighty name of Jesus. Satan, I arrest your powers over this city. I bring you down. In the name of Jesus, let there be a flow of the Holy Spirit. Manifestation of God's power. Holy Spirit, we welcome you. Lift your hand and say, Holy Spirit, we welcome you. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. First of all, I want to thank the wonderful pastors of Baitbridge, our chairman, and the board of trustees, and the other pastors of
Baitbridge,
for welcoming us to your city. If you had not welcomed us here, we could not be here. So we thank you. And I know God is going to bless all churches in
Baitbridge.
God bless you all. We also thank the government. For their great support. To the Healing Jesus campaign. How many know that if the government says no crusade, there will be no
crusade.
So we thank them for allowing the crusades to come on and opening the door for the gospel of peace to come to Zimbabwe.
Clap
for the government also. We say thank you. Now, tonight, I'm preaching about the blood of the Lamb. Jesus Christ in John chapter 1 and verse 29.
Jesus Christ, John 1 verse 29.
Bible says, the next day John seeth Jesus coming unto him and saith, behold, the Lamb of God which taketh away the sin of the world. Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. Amen.
Amen.
How many of us know that there is sin in the world? Lot of sin. Amen.
Amen.
And what can take away the sins of the world? Only one thing can take away the sin of the world, and that is the blood of the Lamb of God. Amen.
Amen.
Now, everybody has a theory about what is the cause of the problems in the world. Some people feel that it is the bad weather. Some people feel it's bad education. Some people feel that it is bad hospitals. Some people feel it is the government. But today I want to tell you the real cause of the problems in the world. The real cause of all the problems in this world is our sin. The sins of the world are the biggest problem that we have. Amen.
Amen.
Now, if you were God and you came to this world to visit us, don't you think you would solve the biggest problem that we have? If God became a man and he was coming to help human beings, would God not try to solve the greatest problem or do the greatest good for us? He would. If God became a man and he was trying to prove that he was God, what would he do? He would heal the sick to prove that he was God. He would raise the dead. He would do everything for you to know that he's not a man. He would walk on the water. He would control the weather. He would raise the dead. He would heal all the sicknesses that we cannot solve in this world. And that is what Jesus Christ did when he came to this world. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is why many people believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Because he showed real power that no human being has. We are just pastors. We just pray for people. But Jesus went to the cemetery after 4 days and commanded dead people to come out of the grave.
Yes.
He was no ordinary person. Now in Matthew chapter 1 and verse 21, the Bible says, she shall bring forth, talking about Jesus, and remember Christmas is coming very soon.
Amen.
It says, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost, and she, that is Mary, shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins.
Amen.
Jesus Christ did not save the people from the Roman government. He did not save the people of Jerusalem from their poor education. When Jesus came to this world, there was no running water. But after he left, just stand right there where you were. After he left, there is still no running water in Jerusalem.
Hey!
When Jesus came to this world, there was no electricity. When he left, there was still no light.
chamdagas.
When Jesus came to this world, there were no cars.
Oba usinanzi goroi.
When he left, there were still no cars.
Achieve vashango oba usinanzi goroi.
No transportation.
Oba usina zo chimbiza kana zviendedzi.
No oil, no mobile phone.
Oba usina oili.
So what did and the Roman government was still the same Roman government.
Roman government, you're supposed to say Roman government.
So what did he come to do? Ask your neighbor, what did Jesus Christ come to do in this world?
What did he do?
What did he achieve? Yes. The Bible says he shall bring forth a son.
He
shall call his name Jesus. And he shall save his people from their
sins.
Now, some of you don't know that your real problem is your sins.
And
the reason is because you have never been to a prison before. When you go to a prison, no prisoner is praying for a car.
Auna prisoner ina rabela or even a goroi.
Yes.
Ribo.
No prisoner is praying for a house.
Auna mutare a drongo ana rabela goroi.
No prisoner is praying for his wedding.
Auna amutare drongo ana rabela umuchado awe.
No prisoner is praying for money. No prisoner is praying for a job.
Hey!
All prisoners have only one prayer topic. What is their prayer topic? What are the prisoners praying for? Freedom, isn't it? Freedom. But why can they not be free? Why not? What prevents a prisoner from being free? Doctor, stand up. I went with him to Liberia, to a prison. And in that prison, they had written the sins of the people who were in the prison. In the front door of the prison, they have written, first group was what?
Thieves.
Baba. How many thieves were there?
They were about 75 to 80.
75 thieves. Every crime and the number in the prison. There were about 200 people.
Mulandu,
75 thieves. Okay. Number two.
Armed robbers.
Bava.
Robbers who steal with guns.
Yes.
What? How many were those?
About 15 to 20 15. Of them. 15 of them. Yes.
Next group. This was in which country?
Liberia.
Which town?
Buchanan.
Okay.
Buchanan.
The third group?
Liars. Those who had lied in court.
People who have told lies in court. Liars.
Yes.
Number three. How many were those?
About 15.
15.
Roughly 15, yes.
Number four.
Those who had raped men, who had raped women.
Having sex
with women without their permission, forcing them to have sex.
With no permission,
no
but
permission,
having sex.
Going, yes.
How many were those?
The rapists were about 35.
35?
Yes.
Okay.
Rapists.
Any other?
Yes. Murderers. Those who are killed.
Yes.
Yes. Murderers were about 25.
25?
Yes.
Hey! This list can be applied to you here. Let me ask you, how many people here are thieves in
business?
No thief here? Okay, how many have stolen something before since you were born? Over there, far away, how many? Can they hear me? Can somebody check the sound, please? Whether those people on the right can hear. Have you stolen something before? Raise up your hand. What about the pastors? I am not looking. How many have stolen chicken from nyama from your mother's kitchen before? One day, my friend's mother went to the kitchen to stir the soup. And there was only bones left in the soup. Somebody has stolen all the nyama from there. If you steal, what is the name of you? If you are stealing, what is the name of you? If you steal, what is the name of you? You must equally be in that prison in Liberia. How many have told a lie before? Lies. What about the pastors on the stage? Now listen, let me just make this a little clearer. How many of you have told more than 100 lies since you were born?
Wow.
Bainbridge is full of what? Thieves and liars.
Bainbridge dalangamba vana vane vazvipa.
How many have hated somebody before? You hated someone. Hatred. What about pastors? Hatred. The Bible says, whosoever hated his brother is a murderer. Whoever hated his brother is a murderer. All those who lifted your hands that you have hated somebody before are all murderers.
Kana otakura chanda uchurukonyara mu mutu nayo mubulai.
How many have been jealous before?
Ndibonyo yaita vibo.
Vigo. Is it vigo?
Vibo.
Vibo. Vibo.
Vibo.
Jealousy.
Vibo.
Bainbridge is full of liars, thieves, murderers, jealous people. How many have committed fornication before having sex with somebody without permission from the parents? Did you say they had sex without permission? Without permission.
Sex without permission. Illegal sex.
Wow. Some of you must raise your two hands and your legs for this one.
Hey.
Now, listen, I have some bad news for you. Do you want to hear the bad news? The bad news is that the wages of sin is death. God has seen all your sins. And you have to pay for them. And the way you are going to pay is to go straight to prison. Straight. Because there are people in Buchanan prison just like you, also liars, thieves, sex without permission, murderers. All of you have confessed. If I was a judge, I've sentenced all of you.
Right now.
So the Bible says that God loved the world that he sent his son, Jesus Christ. And the Bible says, you shall call his name Jesus. Jesus is Joshua. Joshua is Jesus. And it means somebody who saves. Jesus is somebody like Joshua fought for Israel and saved the people. So Jesus means somebody who saves.
Jesu unga sa Joshua zviamba ane achidza.
Save you from what?
Achuchi dovakai.
Save you from what?
Uva kamini.
Your sins.
Uva zvimini zvavo.
And my sins.
Naka zvimi zvanga.
For sure.
Ngauri Joshua.
If man
kana mutu
can put his fellow brother into a prison,
kana
do you not think that God can put you into a prison?
Kana konani yachikwanisa isa dzorongoni ahumburu namudzimba wangu isa dzorongoni na.
Yes. There are presidents today who are in prison.
Unama president are dzorongoni namusi.
President Charles Taylor.
What Charles Taylor?
Fellow human beings have caught him and put him in a prison. When you go to prison, there are sections for doctors in prison, section for bankers, section for millionaires, section for politicians, every group. And if you want to go to prison, maybe you should go to prison in Brazil. Because in Brazil, prison is divided into your educational status. If you are highly educated, we have prison for educated. If you are not educated, we have prison for not educated. And it's in classes of prisons.
Hey!
So the current president, the woman who was taken off, she's not educated, and they said they are going to take her to court. If she's successful, she will have to go to the low-class prison because she was not educated.
President Wamusadzi ango funze yangamanda. So vakorekana vamutuisa dzorongoni vakomutuisa ka section yavatu vasingofunda.
Do you think God cannot? Do you remember Michael Jackson when he was? They wanted to put him in prison.
Na Michael Jackson vamutuisa dzorongoni.
Every day they brought him to court.
Baba changomu tusa dzorongoni. Michael Jackson.
Yes. Famous singer.
Ana divenga uimba.
With millions.
Ana chere denji.
They said you will go to prison.
Baba bakomu tusa dzorongoni.
You see, if human beings
rarikana mutu kana vatu
can catch fellow human beings
bafara vamwe vatu
and say hey,
but hey,
come you.
Kneel down.
Go into prison. Do you think God cannot hold you by your neck and throw you into a fire?
No.
So this is our problem. One day I went to a prison and I met a very spiritual man. He was sweating and praying and holding his Bible. He was speaking in tongues. His tongues were even nicer than some of your tongues who are free here. I have never seen such a spiritual man. When he prays, he sweats. He was wet. I was touched and he introduced me as a pastor. He was like a pastor in the prison. So when I was preaching, I decided that I'm going to help to set this man free. Oh, clap for me.
Hmm.
So, but I did not know what I was planning was a very big thing. When I finished, I asked him, what did you do that made you come here? He said, oh, murder. I said, murder you? He said, yes. I said, who did you kill? He said, I killed my own son. Yeah, that's why I'm here. Hey. So I began to have second thoughts about freeing this man. But I still plan to free him. Then I look around and I saw a lot of soldiers. And police. And I said, if I try to free him, I cannot escape. So I said, bye-bye, and I ran away. Because his sin is too big to release him. It's too much. There is a place in the prison they showed me with a hole in the floor to hang him. They were going to hang him.
You
stand on the hole and you fall down. They showed me where they are going to hang them. His sin was too much to talk, to negotiate. Nothing I know of talking can make the man be free. When God looks at you in Bedbridge and me and all of us, how to prevent somebody like you from going to hell after all your lies, sins, wickedness, hatred? Hey! God have to come with a very big plan to set you free. Hallelujah!
Amen!
And he decided to pay the price with life. Life for life. Life for life. I pay for life with a life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
1 Peter chapter 1 verse 18 says, for as much as you were not redeemed. Redeem is an old word. We don't use redeem in English today. We use the word buy. So when you go to a shop, you don't say, please, can I redeem 3 oranges and I want to redeem 2 loaves of bread and I want to redeem some Coca-Cola and I want to redeem some water to my house. We don't say that. Can I redeem 2 loaves of bread, 2 bottles of water? I want to redeem some Coca-Cola. No! We say, can I buy? But redeem means to buy.
Redeem liamba urengurura.
So Bible says, for as much as you were not redeemed or bought with corruptible things like silver and gold, because you always buy with money.
So he said,
you were not bought with gold or silver as usually when you are buying something.
Silver kana gold kana richirenga uchiro.
But you were redeemed or you were bought with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spots. When God went
shopping,
when God went to the mall, what do you call it here, mall? When God went to the mall shopping for children, for souls, and it was time to pay, he paid with blood. not with silver and not with gold. Tonight, the blood of Jesus is flowing through Bright Bridge. To pay for all murderers and all killers and all liars and all thieves and all wicked people in Bait Bridge. That's the only thing that can save you. Whenever I preach about this, I remember one day when I was a doctor, I'm a medical doctor, I was working in the hospital, the biggest hospital in Ghana. At about 8 o'clock in the night, about 8 or 9 o'clock in the night, a young man was brought to the emergency room. And this man was coughing blood. Hey! When he coughed, blood comes out of his mouth like water. Because he has been drinking alcohol. What do you call it here? The local alcohol. Huh? The local one. The local Toro. What?
Doro.
Toro.
Doro.
Doro.
Yes.
No, the other place, they had another name for it.
To-to-to.
He has been drinking to-to-to since he was very young. Now his liver was spoiled. The word was covered with blood. The wall. The sink was covered with blood. The whole room was red. And I was the doctor on duty. That night, I knew this man was going to die unless I could get blood for him. I went myself to the blood bank. Several times I said, I need blood. Only one thing can save this man. Blood. From 8 o'clock in the night till the morning, I was giving him blood. And he was vomiting. More blood will come out. Red. And I'm giving blood. By the morning, he was dead. But there was only one thing that could save his life. That was blood. Why? Because the Bible says in Leviticus, the life is in the blood. Your life is in the blood. So when your blood is coming out, your life is coming out of you. If your blood starts coming out, your life is coming out. So the Bible says the life or the power is in the blood. That is why Jesus Christ stopped preaching after 3 years. He didn't preach again. He could have gone to India, Thailand, South Africa. He said, no, there is nothing that can save these people except my blood. Yes. And that is why he stopped preaching. And that is why he died on the cross. He said, no one takes my life from me. I give my life. Amen.
Amen.
I give my life. I'm doing it intentionally. So that night, on the cross, they took the whip and they whipped Jesus Christ. They whipped him and they whipped him with a whip. If you like, come. 39 of these with nails.
That 39, that's a deer.
39.
And
blood. Can I have one? Yeah, you come. Hey. This is Christ on the cross. Hey.
Hey.
Blood was coming out
Maropa achieve vakai
from his back.
Mubidinwa.
Then they took a hammer.
Mbajia hammer. Kanasando.
And look at the nails.
Rabe such a bigiri chaone.
But hey!
Hey!
Blood was coming from his hands. Blood was coming from his feet. Blood was coming from his back. Then they took the crown of thorns. And they pressed it into his head. And blood was coming out. Jesus said, no. Jesus said, no man takes my life. Nobody can kill me. I myself give myself. Nobody can kill me.
There
were five places where the blood came out. His hands. Number one, his feet.
Number two, mudenjeni wawe.
Number two, his back.
Number three,
number three, his head.
Kato yawe.
Number four. And finally, they said, we want to be sure that he is dead. Go back. So we are going to... And blood started coming out of his stomach. Five places. His hands. His feet. His head. His back. And his stomach. Blood was flowing. On Calvary.
Calvary.
It flows to the highest mountain, to the lowest valley, to everywhere. It's flowing for you and for me. The blood of Jesus. We are redeemed by this blood. We are bought by the blood. That's why you must be careful with Christians. A Christian is not just a believer of a religion. He's somebody who has been paid for with a price. The precious blood of Jesus Christ. Yes. The blood. It will never lose its power.
The blood that Jesus shed for me, way back on Calvary, oh, the blood that gives me strength
from day
to day.
Lowest valley,
oh, the blood.
to the highest mountain, and it flows to the lowest valley, oh,
the blood
that gives me strength.
From day, wow, thank you. Hebrews 13 and verse 20. It says, now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, the great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant. The blood of Jesus brought, the blood brought him back from the dead. How many of you want to go to heaven? How many of you want to go straight into the fire? I'm going to show you a verse. Few people know this verse in the Bible. How many want to know this verse that few people know in the Bible? This is a verse that shows people in heaven and explains how they came to go to heaven. It says in Revelation 7 verse 9, few people know this verse. It says, after this I beheld a great multitude, and there were people from Beit Bridge in that multitude, which no man could number, of all nations, including Zimbabwe, and kindreds, including Indabela and Shona people, and tongues, and stood before the throne, before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hand. Oh, many of you are going to be clothed with white robes one day. How many are ready to be clothed in white robes in heaven, even after all the sins you've committed? And they were crying. What were these people in heaven saying? They cried with a loud voice, saying, salvation to our God. In other words, our God has saved us. Our God has saved us. Our God has saved us. And they were singing to the throne and to the Lamb. And one of the elders answered and said, oh, are these people wearing white? Are these plenty Zimbabweans? Where did they come from? How did they come to be here? Few people know this verse in the Bible. Then he answered, the angel answered, these are they which came out of tribulation and have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. These people you see in heaven, there's only one thing that brought them there. It's not by being a member of any church, but by being washed in the blood of the Lamb. Tonight, on the night that Jesus was betrayed, he took a cup and he said,
Ari,
this is my blood.
Ari,
this is my blood, which is shed for the remission of the sins of the whole world. Jesus knew what he was doing. Jesus did not die in an accident. And Jesus did not die by accident. He knew exactly what he was doing. He said, this is my blood. Tonight, every liar and thief here, every sinner, I now have very good news for you. I have very good news for everybody here. Jesus Christ is ready to wash you with his blood. If you will turn away from your sins, how many want Jesus to wash you himself? Jesus is going to wash you. He's going to wash you. Come. He's going to wash you. He'll pour a little bit of his blood.
He'll
wash you. He's going to wash you. With his blood. He's going to wash you. He's going to wash away your sins. He's going to wash you with his blood. Jesus is ready to wash you if you are ready to receive him. Yes.
Amen.
You know, many years ago, I didn't know Jesus. I never went to church. No. I'm not a church person. You invite me to church. I say, no. But one day it occurred to me. What will happen to me when I die? One day it occurred to me. Why did Jesus Christ die for me? And I asked somebody and he told me, without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness. Jesus had to die for me. And tonight, how can you escape if you neglect such a beautiful and wonderful salvation? That is why those who are in heaven are singing salvation. Not this type of Christian songs today. The real people in heaven are singing salvation. All the topic, they don't sing about faith, love, hope, prosperity. They are singing salvation, salvation. How many want Jesus to take his blood and start washing? Washing your heart. Washing your soul. Washing your heart. Washing your soul. He wants to wash you. But you must repent. You know, people think God is a fool. I don't know why, but we think God is a fool.
Jesus Christ on the cheat died like an adabada.
So many people think God is a fool.
But when God is dead, like Jesus Christ,
you can fool human beings, but you cannot fool God. It's time for you to turn away from your sins and stop playing religion in Zimbabwe. Many people go to church a little of God and a little of something else. Proverbs chapter 15 and verse 3 says, the eyes of the Lord are everywhere. Tonight, God is calling you to bow. That's what happened to me. I turned around and I received Jesus. I was about 16 years old up till today. I do not regret one day that I followed Jesus Christ.
No.
And I do not regret coming here to tell you, if it's only because of only you, I am happy that I came to Zimbabwe to speak to you. When people arrive in heaven, they are all singing only one topic. The songs, the topic of the Christian songs are salvation, salvation, salvation.
They are dancing.
She, you'll be so glad you are saved.
When you get there.
Some of you will thank me. When you get to heaven, you will call. Say, I'm looking for Doug. Do you know? Do you know where he's staying? They will show you my mansion. I'm going to be a big shot in heaven, I tell you. Wow! How many want to be a big shot in heaven? Or you want to be a big shot in Zimbabwe? No, be a big shot in heaven. Up there. Something better. Something better. I bowed my knees to Jesus. Up till today. No turning back. Not even one day. And I'm glad. I'm thankful that I found Jesus Christ who saved me and wrote my name in the book of life. Why do you think I'm here preaching? What do you think I'm doing here? A medical doctor? I don't need a visa to go anywhere. What do you think I'm doing here? It is more important for your soul to be saved than for anything else in the world. That is why I'm here. Tonight, God is calling. Look, God knows your name. There is nobody God doesn't know his name. When God came to the garden in the Eden, he said, Adam, he always calls people, Adam, where are you? When he came and Zacchaeus was in the tree, he called Zacchaeus. If Zacchaeus was not wearing a seatbelt that day, he would have fallen out of the tree. He knows you by name. Simon Peter. He calls you by name. Tonight, listen, my friend, listen to me. Jesus is calling you by your name. Turn around. God is calling you. Come to him. He wants to buy, he wants to pay for your life with his blood. We are not redeemed by with silver and gold. We paid with blood. Tonight is the greatest night in your life. Because your name is just about to be written in the book of life. Stand to your feet, everybody. The blood of the Lamb. And tonight, as you are covered by the blood of the Lamb, when the devil is coming for you, the Bible says, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. When the demons in Zimbabwe see the blood on you, they will pass over to another place. Tonight, if you want the blood of Jesus to wash your sins, your lies, your mistakes, then lift your hand like this, and I'm going to pray with you. Say this prayer with me. Say Jesus. Say, close your eyes. Say Jesus. Thank you for visiting me in Baybridge. Oh God, I am sorry for my many sins. Oh Jesus, I have done many, many bad things. Please have mercy on me. Please forgive me. Please wash me with your precious blood. Oh God, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm repenting tonight for my sins. Wash me now with the blood of the Lamb, with the blood of Jesus, with the blood of Jesus, with the blood of Jesus. Wash me, Lord. Cleanse me. Forgive me. Have mercy on me. Tonight, I open my heart. I receive Jesus as my Savior. Thank you, Lord, for saving me today. From tonight, I promise I am turning around. I am turning around to follow Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I am repenting tonight from all my sins. Please write my name in the book of life. Jesus, Jesus, please write my name in the book of life. My name is, mention your name, my name is, please write this name in the book of life. Thank you, Jesus, for writing my name in the book of life. Lift your hand, say, I love you, Jesus. I thank you for your salvation tonight. Now point only one finger like this and say after me, Satan, Satan, listen carefully. From tonight, I rebuke you. I reject you. I refuse you. In the name of Jesus. Satan, I bind your power. I reject you in my life. From tonight, I belong to God. I belong to Jesus. And I will follow Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for saving me today. Lift your hands like this. Wave your hands like this. Thank you, Jesus. Say thank you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord, for dying for me, for saving me, for helping me, for your precious blood. I thank you. I love you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Wow. Are you happy you are saved tonight by the blood of Jesus? Bible says if you believe in your heart and you say it with your mouth, you shall be saved. Amen. What a blessing tonight. What a blessing. My brother, what language is here? Ndebele or Shona?
Venda.
Venda?
Venda, yes.
Oh, okay.
So, ridota kura zonda zashu, raita tabirewa ketuanga mvangeli ngati venda. Rote rita kura zonda zashu. Rikotenda Jesu Christu.
Say it after, please.
Nirabele murawanga. Rikotenda Jesu Christu. Ngalifilanu. Rikotenda rinimwana wa mudzimu. Norifela chipambanoni. Nichifela zvivi zvashu. Jesu Kristu. Ndikotenda milandu yanga. Ndikobhura ngambiru yanga. Ndikobhura ngamuromo wanga. Ndatenda ngamuromo wanga. Uri nimwana wa mudzimu. Nkangoreni milandu yanga yote. Nga dzina la Jesu Kristu. Jesu Christu, ndovhura mbilu yanga, jenani mbiluni yanga, nive murena, nive muchidzi wa vuchiro vanga, ndikotenda, upuma dzina langa, kabuku ya lufu, ndikotenda Jesu Christu, umwala dzina langa, kabuku ya vuchiro, ndikori Satan, madekwanano, auche na vuchiro ka vuchiro vanga. Ndiko unamba matekwanano. Nga dzina la Jesu Kristo. Rote ritere mtumule na zwanda.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock.
Macheronga 7 o'clock.
There is a special service here.
Una service yandeme pano.
It's a miracle service.
The service yamadembe.
And it's also for all the new believers, anyone who has accepted Jesus Christ as your personal savior.
Na vote votangane zamure na madekwanano.
During the service,
ngachipinga cha service yenecho,
you are going to be taught the word of God.
Nitokudiswa ipfila mudzimo.
As a new believer,
samutendi muswa,
you need the word of God to grow.
Nikonyaka ipfila mudzimo rine aruwe.
Tomorrow morning,
macheronga macheronga,
it's very important to come here.
Ndizvandemo rute,
and you also receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
Nitotanganedza.
I see some people moving around. The service is not over. We have not closed the service. The evangelist is about to pray for the sick. No one should move around. I am making this important announcement that tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock, there is this important service for all new believers to be baptized in the Holy Spirit. And all the counselors who are here, please remember to write the names of the converts when those who are healed come forward to be prayed for. That is when you write the names of the converts in your area. Don't do that now. The evangelist is about to pray. But after the prayer, when he calls them forward, then you can start, you start writing the names of the converts. God bless you.
How many know that Jesus is a healing Jesus? How many know that Jesus is here to heal us tonight as well? Put your hand wherever your sickness is. He said, I am the Lord that healeth thee. Jehovah Rophi. He said, I will bless your bread. And I will bless your water. And I will take away sickness from your midst. Tonight is a night of many miracles. Tonight is a night of many miracles. Jesus is doing many miracles. Right now. Wherever you are, put your hand where the sickness is, and Jesus is going to heal you. Let us pray. Father, thank you. Close your eyes. Close your eyes. Jesus wants to heal you right now. Father, thank you for your healing power that is flowing in this place. Eyes are being opened right now. Miracles are taking place. Father, thank you for touching so many people tonight. Receive the power of God right now. Your life is changing. Your life is changing. Miracles are happening. Take it now. Father, thank you for power that is here. Whatever curse is following you tonight is broken in Jesus' name. Receive your healing. Receive it. Pain in your stomach is going. Addictions are going. Demons are going out of you. Devils are going out of you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Satan, your power is arrested in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you for many, many wonderful miracles right now. Whatever problem you have in your life, whatever problem you have in your life, right now, place your hand there. Something is happening. The Holy Ghost is moving all over this place. You are the Lord. that healeth me tonight.
You are the Lord that healeth me. You are the Lord.
You are the Lord.
My healer.
You sent your word.
You sent your word. And you heal my disease. You are the Lord, my healer.
If it is your eyes, put your hand on your eyes right now. If it is your ears, put your hand on your ears. Whatever problem you have, as I pray, the pain is going to go. The curse in your life is broken. If you cannot put your hand there, just put your hand on your heart right now. Father, I thank you for miracles that are taking place right now. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Everybody lift your hand and thank God for what he has done for you.
Right now.
Yes, Lord. Thank you. You are the Lord that healeth me today.
You are the Lord that healeth me. You are the Lord, my healer. You sent your word and you heal my disease. You are the Lord, my healer.
Right now, begin to check yourself. Whatever you couldn't do before, begin to do it right now. Something is happening. Whatever you couldn't do before, if you couldn't see, open your eyes right now. You couldn't hear. You couldn't walk. Rise and be healed. Miracles are taking place right now. The power of God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. For your power that is flowing in this place. We give you thanks, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Close your eyes for a moment quickly. If you are here and God's power has touched you tonight, not that you are believing that something will happen in the future, but right now, you can see that something has happened to you. God's power has touched you tonight. Then I want you to lift up your hand quickly. If God has touched you tonight, wherever you are, you can sense that something has happened. Jesus has touched your life. Something, maybe you had a pain. The pain is gone. Maybe you had a problem. But you can see that something has happened. If God has touched you tonight, then raise your hand quickly. And if God has touched you, I want you to come to the front. To the side over here. Come to this side quickly. Wherever you are. You couldn't hear, but now you can hear. You couldn't see, but now you can see. You lifted your hand. God has touched you. Come. Come. Come quickly, quickly. Come all the way. Come all the way to the front. Come all the way to the front. Quickly, come. Come this way. Come.
Oh, tino kutenda I. Oh, ishe.
Come all the way to the front. Somebody here, you had a lump in your breast. God has removed the lamp quickly. Check it quickly. Whatever problem you had. I need you to come from wherever you are. Your child was healed. You couldn't walk. Now you can walk. You had a problem. Something has happened. Quickly. Quickly. Come. 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 Come.
Come. Akuna wakaita semi. Oh, diani, 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 diani wakaita semi. Diani wakaita semi. Oh, diani wakaita semi. Oh, akuna wakaita semi. Jesu akafa, akamuka, ndiye ishe, ndi mambo, paka simuka mepo, Jesu akanyara za mepo. Yeah, diani, 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 diani wakaita semi. Oh, diani wakaita semi.
There is a little child, God has touched you. Wherever you are, if God has healed you. Not that God will heal you in the future, but right now. Somebody here, you couldn't see, but now you can see. Lift your hand, please. You couldn't see, but now you can see. Over there. Some hands over there. You couldn't see, but now you can see. You could not see, but now you can see. Lift your hand and come to the front. Come here. Everybody lift your hands up. Let me pray for you now. Father, I pray for the people with hands lifted up right now. Thank you for your power that is here, Jesus. Thank you for your mercy. Receive the mercy of God for your family, for your life. Thank you, Jesus. Whatever curse is working in your house, I block it now in Jesus' name. Whatever is following you, whatever is evil that is following you, receive deliverance from that right now. I intercede for your life concerning your finances, concerning your life, concerning your job, concerning your health. Every satanic harassment and intimidation in your life. In Jesus' name, I bind it right now. Receive deliverance by the blood of the Lamb. Let every curse that is working against you, let it be blocked and stopped by the mercies of God. We overturn every harvest and we say, Lord, have mercy. As blind Bartimaeus receive mercy. Receive mercy right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Receive it. Receive it. Now lift your hand and thank God for mercies in your life. Father, thank you for your power. Thank you for answering our prayers. Thank you for helping the people. Thank you for blessing the people. Thank you for blessing the people. We give you thanks. What is happening?
Evangelist, I think that this woman was experiencing some sort of paralysis on this side. She had pain all over and she could not move this hand. Was so painful, she could not, this finger was stiff. She could not move it. But when you were praying, the power of God came upon her. After the prayer, now do this.
Wow.
She's doing it easily.
Let her tell us. Speak. What? Tell us what happened. Okay,
No.
Let her tell us.
Okay. No, niko family ma.
Tinga e yo ba ikota ku wachanda chaka chisa tendi wote chitange no ichira. Mara zvazvo zvino ndikuwana tinga yo norara. Yo ikota ku yo noto zvimba ke no isa tendi. Ichitsa wote nga mureje mutimi.
Give the Lord a shout. Happy.
I'm happy because okay. Dr. Karanga in the confando over right.
Why are you?
She's happy because now she is well.
Give the Lord a shout of hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Just face me.
Yes. Mommy could not move her hand for 15 years. She's had severe pain in her left hand.
Wow.
This hand was giving me.
Please.
Wow.
She's saying she had a stiff hand. She couldn't even praise the Lord. But after prayer, now she's free.
She had to lift her hand like this. Wow. Wave your hand like this, let's see. Wow. Give the Lord a mighty clap offering. Are you
Hallelujah.
Happy tonight? What has God?
Very happy.
Why?
Because I'll glorify my Lord with my two hands.
Your two hands. Hallelujah. What is sisters.
Evangelist lump in the breast has disappeared.
Breast?
Yes, breast lump, 6 months. And very painful, very sore. Wow. She said after the prayer, there is no lump. I tried to check.
You tried to examine. Are you a doctor?
I'm not a doctor, sir. But there was nothing. Where she was said it was, I checked, there was nothing there. And
is
there was
true?
No pain also.
What happened to you, my dear?
I had a lump from August this year. I went to doctors 2 times and they checked and they said, there is a lump, maybe you need an operation.
So and tonight, what happened?
After your prayer, then I checked my breast and the lump had disappeared.
Wow!
Everything that's up on the floor.
This is a doctor. I brought this, a specialist from, he's actually even a lecturer in the medical school. Do lumps disappear? She said she had a lump, it's gone. Is it possible?
No, lumps don't disappear. A lump only leaves the breast when you cut it out. You go to theater and you cut it with a knife. There's no medicine.
So she says that the lump has disappeared.
This is a miracle. It is a miracle that a lump in the breast will vanish.
Can she know herself that her lump has disappeared?
She's the best person to tell where a lump is. And to even when they come to the hospital, they show the doctors where the lump is. This is the area. And the doctor examines. So the patient herself is the best person to tell where a lump is.
80% of lumps are diagnosed by the lady herself, not by the doctor. So when she says to us today that the lump is gone, then it is really gone. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a mighty clap.
Clap your hands for Jesus.
All ladies, lay hands on your breast. Let me pray for you. Father, every breast tumor, cancer, fear of breast disease, we block it in Jesus' name. We declare healing for all breasts in Bedbridge. In Jesus' name. For today and for tomorrow and for next year. Thank you for healing and protection. In Jesus' name. Amen. Another lump in the breast. Somebody else has a lump. Check yourself quickly. God is healing lumps in the breast. Jesus, thanks a million for your power tonight. God bless you. This way. Doctor, what is this?
Evangelist, mommy had a stroke.
Stroke?
She could not move the right hand. This hand has always been lying by her. Tell us.
Amen.
Amen. Let her, yeah.
I want to thank God.
What happened to you?
Chanda changa ni wani kore ndi chionyorose chisatendi. Hezi musini chikora bela. Bachira bela ndi chionyorose ndi chira. Nda wana chanda nga changa chichiko ndendera. Hallelujah. Ndina chifinga chikwana 1 year. Ndisa kono ulalanga lutangu ruholu. Chichiko baba. Zino ndoni ndi chiko daizi ya ndi chikori. Ndwa ndiko balela zino ndi wana.
Hallelujah!
Okay.
Hello. Was it a stroke? Yeah, she's saying she had a stiff hand, a stroke for 1.5 years. When she came to this service, she couldn't lift her hand. But after prayer, now she's able to lift
Doctor,
the hand.
Why can a stroke patient not lift the hand? Why?
A stroke patient cannot lift the hand because when you have a stroke, the problem is inside the brain. If it's the right hand, or the right side, the problem is on the left side
of her brain, the left part
of the brain. And the power to move the body comes from the brain.
What happened in the brain?
Two things can happen. You can bleed.
Bleeding.
Bleed in the brain.
Wow.
Or the supply of blood can also be cut. We call it an infarction. Yes. A bleed or an infarction.
So that means the arm lies.
There's no power in the hand because the power comes from the brain. So if there's a disease there, your hand lies by your side.
And the leg too.
Your leg. So you move like this. Because there's no power. The power comes from the brain.
That's why she couldn't lift
yes.
her hand. So when God's power touched her.
The power of God
yes,
has touched her.
Suddenly she
suddenly
could
now
lift.
The hand she could not lift.
Lift it up, let's see. Lift it up, let's see. Wow.
That's the power of God.
Everybody shout Jesus.
This is the power
come
of God.
Come on and shout Jesus. Come on and shout Jesus. Come on and shout Jesus. Baby, bring Jesus. Come on and shout Jesus. Come on and shout Jesus.
What about Olivia? What is this?
Evangelist, this woman had pain in the knee. She could not bend. She could not lift the knee for 3 years. Evangelist.
3 years.
3 years.
Let her tell us. What is this, Mama? Doctor, what is this? Pain in the knees for 3 years. What disease is this?
Osteoarthritis of the knee joint. Severe osteoarthritis. She could not even squat.
What could she not do before? Can you go down like this? Hey, don't fall down. Wow. Give the Lord a mighty clap offering. Osteoarthritis.
Thank you, Lord.
Of the arm tonight.
Arm.
Nenda ndina chitavo ka 5 months. Ndanchiri kana ndichikokoropa kana ndichikoita mini kana ndichikowacha zvazviko nditsvenya. Mara ndichikobva nduni nasi chachikovaisa. Ndichisvika ene pachiri harira pereni. Ndopfa muviri wanga uchikopfa hai na chitavo chinacho tuwa kana nakuchifa tichachifa. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah! Arm is healed tonight.
Healed. She couldn't move it.
Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Olivia, what is she it? Gave birth 2014. After that, she's had pain in the abdomen.
Let
so that
tell
she
us.
Could not bear.
What did you happen to you, my dear?
And
they are happy over there. Wow.
Dandichiwa pain. Vachi preacha na ingonzwa pain. So zvokotika na zvikauya. And kwanisika kutama ningi ndichirwadziwa singaiti.
And tonight, what happened tonight?
Izvo zvandisimudzwa
chino. It's gone.
She could hardly bend.
She could not bend.
She couldn't bend because of sharp pains in her stomach.
You gave birth when?
2014.
This lady, doctor, this lady had a baby 2014. Since then, she had pain all down here. Was it an operation? Did they cut you? Cut? Surgery?
Okay,
sorry. I didn't.
So, doctor, what is the cause of this pain?
If she delivered herself, there's a condition called diastasis of the pelvic bone, where the bone separates and causes severe pain. It can be in the middle, in the hip area, but they live with pain after the baby comes out. The baby forces the bone.
In the middle, the bone
in the
you
middle,
feel here,
yes, dies,
it, the, div- it divides.
Diastasis of the symphysis pubis.
Wow.
Yes. Yes.
Satan, your power is finished tonight in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord a mighty clap offering. God is doing many wonderful miracles tonight.
Evangelist, a miracle tonight.
Wow.
This woman is pregnant. She has not been feeling any movement in the
pregnant in the stomach for some months. She's going to tell us what happened to her.
Papeza mna matunda vandanzo mwana kusheka achifamba. This side dress na kwansika na kugara kana kuita sei. Sanda vandanzo ma brain mass amangwa irwadza achita sanonwiwa patindanzo zvese peni yapera.
When you prayed, she felt a movement in the stomach.
Wow.
The baby couldn't move.
Wow. And suddenly the baby is moving.
Yes.
For how long has she not felt any movement?
4 months and a half.
No movement.
Yes.
And suddenly tonight you felt move.
Yes.
Doctor, what does it mean when you don't feel movement?
It means the baby is dead. The baby is dead. If the baby dies, one of the signs of life in the pregnancy is movement, fetal movement. In the hospital, at home, so the woman expects the baby to move. So if the baby does not move, it means that there is
no And tonight
life.
You felt the baby moving?
Yes.
Were you surprised?
Yes.
Were you happy?
Yes.
Wow, yes for everything.
Life.
Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Everybody shout yes.
Give the Lord a shout.
Come on and shout yes. Give the Lord a shout.
Olivia, what is happening?
Evangelist, tonight the Holy Spirit is dealing with hands. This woman for 3 months could not do this. You see, she's doing it. She said, sharp pain. But after the prayer, she's doing it.
Wow. This is rheumatoid arthritis. They cannot even do this. Why, doctor? Why can they not even stretch the hand?
Because of severe pain in the joints. All the joints are inflamed. There's pain with movement. And also there's deformity of the joints. So the normal joints that should be aligned because of the type of inflammation and degeneration, the joint becomes distorted.
Christus.
So the hand.
Let her tell us.
Yeah, I go find all about pain and command. I go find this is really about it. I go to put in the oral. Just attend to the young your osseso. There's no so. Dinga kwanisa uruana. Chipo ntende. Just attend to the oral. Just attend.
What is she saying?
She's saying now this hand was so stiff, but now she's free. She can even now box
somebody.
Father, thank you for healing.
Yes,
Lord. In
Jesus' name.
You are healed in Jesus' name. What does she want?
She says she's suffering also from diabetes.
Diabetes.
Diabetes, okay.
Jesus, thanks for healing, Lord, tonight in Jesus' name.
Wahambanati. Oh, Wahambanati. Oh, Wahambanati. Siaboga.
So many miracles tonight, evangelist.
What is this?
Amen. In Nandine problem, my ulcers for 6 years now. Chenda kuzvipatara zvakasiyana siyana nchingopiwa mushonga yakasiyana siyana zvakatotora nguva kuti zvione kuti ma ulcers pamwe ndaingonzi ndine ma lumps pamwe ndonzi ndakafufutirwa kusvikira ndakazoita blood test yakabuda kuti ma ulcers so nhasi panga kuchina mai pakanzi ngatina matei zvanzi bata parikurwadza ndabata mudombo mangu ndakasvika nguva yekuti zuva rese ndaiswera ndichirwadziwa but ike zvine zvazva kurwadza makuseni zvorwadza manheru ndaanda kutojaira kuti ndoupenyu hwangu.
What happened to you tonight?
So nhasi pakwanga kuchinamatiwa ndatotanga kurwadziwa ndiri panapa pakwanzi ngatinamatei ndobva ndatobatawo mudombo mangu pakwanzi bata panorwadza evangelist vachinamata ndatonzwa pain ichienda completely ndikanatonzwa kuti uku ndoko kuporeswa.
Wow. Pain is gone completely.
Completely gone.
Completely
thank
gone in the
Jesus.
Name of the Lord.
Wahambanati. Oh, Wahambanati. Oh, Wahambanati. Siyabonga. Wahambanati. Oh, Wahambanati. Oh, Wahambanati.
Olivia, what is this?
evangelist, this woman could not see properly. She came here, she sat here, but she could not even see you on the stage.
Is it true you could not see me?
Praise God.
Hallelujah. Yeah. What did she say? Tell us.
She's saying when she came here, she couldn't see people. When she saw one person, she could see three or four at one time. Even when you were preaching here on the stage, she couldn't even see you. But when you prayed and when she opened her eyes, she could see people as real and she could see you clearly on the stage.
Wow. Wow. This is beautiful. Beautiful. Can you see me now?
Yes, I
can.
What do I look like?
She's
saying, now I can see that one is my relative, that one is my relative, but I didn't know when I came with them here.
Wow. Can you see me? What do I look like?
You are white.
I'm a white man. Oh, wow.
Everybody shout white. Give the Lord a shout. Check out my baby.
What is happening?
So many miracles tonight, evangelist.
Yes.
You see this man holding this bottle?
Yes.
He had a stroke in 1997. He has not been able to use this hand. He only used the left hand. Tonight, power came into the right hand. He said he has never been able to do this since 1997. Tell us.
That stroke, 1997.
Do this, Alexi. Since 1997, you see, a simple movement of the arm like this, you think it's normal. But with a stroke, cannot do. All this time.
Yes.
Do it again. Wow. He's demonstrating. He could not write. He's not writing.
He cannot write. Clap your hands for Jesus.
He's writing.
Clap your hands for Jesus.
Wow. This is fantastic.
Everybody shout Jesus. Come on and shout Jesus. Come on and shout Jesus.
Tonight is the first night, and I don't know what Jesus is going to do tomorrow night. Yeah. Hey! Yeah. Lift your hands, my friend. Father, thank you for your power, your healing.
Beautiful.
In Jesus' name. Give the Lord a mighty clap of praise. Miracles we cannot explain, for you are great!
Great! You do miracles so great! There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. For you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you.
Olivia, what is happening
here? Evangelist, you had pain on the thighs and pain in the hands again. And she went to see the doctor. They gave her medicines, but said the pain rather increased. She came here, she could not move properly because of the pain. She said after the prayer, the pain has disappeared. Wow. And now she can't turn.
Wow.
She couldn't do that.
Let her tell us. Let her tell us. What was wrong with you, my dear?
She's
saying she had it painful in her fingers. She couldn't even lift a 2-liter container full of water. But now after prayer, she's able to do that.
Wow.
That's powerful.
Jesus, I thank you for your mercies tonight.
Yes.
In Jesus' name. God is doing wonders here.
Healing of the neck tonight.
Neck. Neck pain.
Yes. When I was in school, it's about now 3 months. I just woke up, my neck couldn't turn to the left side to the end like this. And today when we were praying, you said, touch where there is a pain. And I touched my neck. And then I turned to the left. And I had it go straight far. Which I couldn't reach for 3 months.
For 3 months?
Yes. For 3 months.
He's a healing Jesus.
Healing Jesus. A healing Jesus. He's healing you. In Jesus' name right now.
Olivia, what is this?
Evangelist, she had pain here and she said it was like a growth. And she was supposed to go for surgery, but she could not because she could not afford it. Tonight, the pain has gone. The growth is no more there.
Wow.
She herself said.
What is gone? What was there?
What
was there something big there?
There was a growth on my tummy.
Growth?
Yes.
And is the growth gone?
Yes. She's saying it is gone totally.
How do you say it is gone? Chichi achi. Chichi achi. How do you say it's gone?
In Venda.
She said something else. Achicheho.
It means it's no longer there.
Achicheho.
Yes.
Achicheho. 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 Achicheho in the name of Jesus. Strength.
Crowds have lined the narrow streets to see this man from Galilee. Just a carpenter, some say, leading fools astray.
Receive your healing.
Yet many kneel to give him praise. Oh, and in his eyes they claim
what
that
is this?
House. But now she's hearing.
Who is this little child? Tell us. Mama, tell us what happened.
She's saying she couldn't hear in her ears. Now she could hear properly.
The child?
Yes, the child.
How do you know the child can hear?
She's saying, I talked to her and she indicated
this
that she could
little
hear.
Baby could not hear, but now this little baby can hear. This is her mother. This is her mother. Mama says the child could not hear, but now the child can hear. Give Jesus a mighty shout.
Hallelujah.
And how do you know your child can hear?
She says, I talked to her.
I talked to the child and she can hear. He can hear. What is the name of your baby?
Tatenda.
Yes.
God has. How old is Tatenda?
She's 5 years.
Tatenda is 5 years. Could not hear. This is her mother. And Tatenda can hear. We are in Bainbridge in Zimbabwe, yeah. And God is doing fantastic miracles right here in Bainbridge. Give Jesus a mighty clap offering. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Wow.
And in his eyes, they claim that power.
Let's pray for him.
That he,
so many miracles.
The heart of all men.
Jesus.
Receive your healing.
For he knows his Father's mind. He speaks his Father's word.
Thank you, Lord, in
and
Jesus.
When my strength
receive your healing.
Is nearly gone,
Jesus,
receive your healing.
When there's nothing left to do,
receive your healing.
I just depend on you.
My Lord,
receive
Lord,
your
and
healing.
The power
receive
of your,
healing.
Your name.
Oh, Niki, hello, Ramana.
And as we call upon your name,
receive your healing.
Send your healing power.
Receive your healing.
My daughter, my limited.
Receive your healing.
Oh, yes.
We can know.
Yes.
The
receive your healing.
Thank you, Lord.
We can extend
thank
the master's hand.
Heal.
When
thank
we
you,
come
Lord. Jesus,
man.
In the name of Jesus.
Receive your sight.